Who are we canceling today?
We are canceling the right-wing dipshits that think the war in the Ukraine is about pronouns.
Oh my god, I can't believe we're talking about this, but it's so ridiculous.
It's gone on long enough and I've had enough.
Okay, let's get to it.
Hey everyone, I'm Caitlin Burns.
And I'm Oliver Ash Klein.
And you're listening to Cancel Me Daddy,
the show where we take a closer look at all of the panic around cancel culture
with thoughtful analysis
and verbal shitposting.
So, Oliver, how have you been?
Well, as I'm sure you've seen on my Twitter, I'm going through it.
I have seen a little bit. You okay?
Yes and no. Yes and no. So the TDLR version is that I have been working through a lot of my shit, which has been really good and makes me more excited about my future and be able to like envision it in a way that I couldn't before. Which is really exciting and great. But the kind of flip side of that is part of that future is how fucked up the world is right now and how much it's going to be fucked up as things continue. And dealing with that existential dread in a new and different way, right? It's not that I didn't like worry about that before, but it's much more acute. And so I'm just figuring out how to deal with that. And I think that that's a thing that a lot of us are kind of grappling with in a lot of different ways right now.
Yeah, I feel like that was my entire year last year. And I'm only just now like getting to the other side of that where I can be productive and active and social and all of the things that I used to be. And then, of course, we get hit with, you know, the war in Europe and the stuff in Texas, which is awful.
Mm-hmm.
The bill in Florida, like all of this stuff that we didn't have last year when I was struggling. So I don't envy you going through this right now because I only had merely a global pandemic to work through when I was grappling with this stuff last year.
I don't know. I think last year, I think last year things were pretty fucking bad too. I think things were pretty fucking bad last year.
But once again, coming together to record this podcast with you is the highlight of my fortnight.
Amazing. I love that. What are the things in the last year that you have learned that have kind of helped you just deal? Or like things that you have found helpful?
I'll be honest with you. I need money.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of things that I need to do to take the next step in my life. And they all involve money. And, you know, as a freelancer, the only way that I can get more money is to do more work. So that sort of snaps me out of the doom loop, because it's like, well, I have no choice. I have to do this in order to do what I want to do. So that's kind of where I am right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
And if you want to help me get to that point.
You going to do a patron plug or a Patreon plug?
If you want to help us get through this, I would encourage you to check out our Patreon. Shameless plugs, but I don't care. And that's at patreon.com/cancelmedaddy.
So y'all should all know that I'm drinking some Gatorade to keep my electrolytes up.
Did you just spill that all over yourself?
I did, because I was laughing. But yeah, I'm trying a bunch of different things to kind of like help chill my brain out. Everything from just like listening to calming music to making sure that I'm seeing people more, getting out more in my community, which obviously has been pretty hard with the pandemic. But yeah, if like, I'm sure that some of our listeners are struggling with these things too. So if you want to share what you do, like tweet at me or whatever. Would love to hear what you're doing. And if there are some like good suggestions, I might share, like, I think we might share them on the show. We're all going through it right now. So yeah. Take care of yourselves and do what you need to do. I don't know.
Just cancel your anxieties.
Oh, yeah, I am the cancel daddy. Can I just do that? Is that how that works?
You can. Yes, okay. It is. That's exactly how it works.
Okay, we'll check in 2 weeks to see how just canceling it is. Isn't that like not feeling your feelings, though? Isn't that like a form of dissociation that's bad for your body? Would that, I feel... Sorry, I'm thinking too hard about it.
I don't know. I'm just a shit poster, please.
Yeah, you made a really good shit post, and I'm just thinking too hard about it. I'm being so pedantic and obnoxious. So we are going to be talking about the ridiculous response from right wing whatever about
and gender critical
and gender critical nonsense about what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. But first, Caitlin, I know that you are working on a piece about Andrew Cuomo. Mm-hmm. You want to get me up to speed about what's going on with that?
Yeah. So I just got the accepted pitch in my email just now. It'll probably be out by the time this episode is up for the public on Thursday. But Andrew Cuomo is apparently back, and he is claiming that he was canceled and a victim of cancel culture. And we've seen this pattern 110 billion times before. It's like you were found, you know, to be responsible for sexual harassment, and you need to deal with the consequences of it. You weren't canceled. It's just how every government official has ever operated before. You get caught doing shady shit, you resign. That's how the system works. If you didn't like it, you shouldn't have signed up for politics in the first place, buddy.
Also, like, he's gonna be fine. Like, he's gonna keep living a really comfortable life.
Yeah.
Everything's gonna be fine. And he's still in the public eye. And it's just like, bro, have a grain of salt of, like, perspective. Like, just, like, the tiniest ounce. The tiniest ounce of
person. Yeah, but he's never had
I know.
That. I mean, when he was growing up, his dad was governor of New York, so he probably looks at it like it's his birthright.
Ew.
Yeah. So I get really frustrated. If you're listening to this, go check out my article that will be in MSNBC.
I can't wait to read it.
I'm excited that they let me write about cancel culture.
I mean, you do host like the show on cancel culture. So yeah, of course you should be writing about cancel culture, obviously. Caitlin, I've heard on the social media that, you know, there are folks saying that the war in Ukraine is about pronouns.
Yeah, well, not just pronouns. It's whatever pet culture war grievance, whatever right-wing commentator happens to always bang on about. That's what the war is about, don't you know? but the one that I first saw, because obviously it's, you know, my coverage beat, is a whole bunch of people, you know, saying that the war is because of pronouns. It's because the West is too busy arguing about gender identity to take seriously the manly Russians, right? This whole thing. I mean, Ben Shapiro, we've talked about him before on the show. He tweeted, like, in the first days of the war, Russia and China are focused on expanding their spheres of influence via aggressive action. The West is focused on expanding its national debt and exploding the gender binary. Whatever advantages we have on an objective level are wildly undermined by our narcissistic idiocy. Donald Trump Jr., maybe it's time we start worrying about real shit instead of our pronouns. Steve Bannon and Eric Prince said we should be supporting Russia because Putin is anti-woke and has no tolerance for LGBTQ. Another one I see is a YouTube video. Putin is doing this because he knows the West is divided and distracted. The West spends more time talking about pronouns than it does about the things that matter. And he's taking advantage of it.
These takes are so bad. So bad.
A Georgia GOP candidate and a retired Marine colonel urged the military to reverse its transgender policy amid the Ukraine war. there's, you know, all kinds of memes out there. There's a picture of a Russian tank, and then there's a picture of a pink American tank with a trans flag on it that says they, them on the side, and the gun is cut off because, you know, obviously it had gender reassignment surgery.
Oh my God. It's like,
this is not an isolated incident, right? This is not one tweet from one person that I'm blowing up, like, which is what typically, you know, happens when other places write about, like, cancel culture. This is across the spectrum of the right. And this is just gender pronouns. I'm not even talking about critical race theory stuff that I've seen. I'm not talking about, you know, I wrote about this last week. And my point was, look, trans people are not obsessed with pronouns. Like, you and I don't really talk about pronouns. I don't think we've ever had a conversation about pronouns, really, other than, like, I think I went to you once and asked you about whether the mainstream publication I was writing for should explain neo-pronouns if we were using them for a source. And I think that's the only conversation we've ever had about pronouns. It's the people on the right who are every single day going on and on and on and on and on about this. So the part that gets me is, like, if in fact the quote West is obsessed with pronouns, whose fault is that?
Oh, yeah. Definitely the right-wing movement. I mean, that's like one of the top priorities of the Republican Party right now.
I'm not accepting their premise, but let's accept their premise for a second. Even if it was true what they were saying, they were the ones who did this by causing all of this discourse. Like, if they had just left alone, there wouldn't be quite a distraction. But I reject the premise out of hand to begin with. I don't think the U.S. is weak at all. But a discussion about weaknesses and strengths is not going to help anybody right now either. So, like, even that is pedantic.
Yeah, I understand that, like, anti-trans hate is a top priority mm-hmm. of the right-wing movement in the United States. But, like, do you understand, like, what is going on? Like, how are they able to come to this conclusion? I just, like, I cannot wrap my head around it.
Yeah, so there's an old saying from where I grew up, and I suspect where other people have grown up, where it says, if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. And I think that's genuinely what's happening here. These people have such one-tracked minds when it comes to their own culture war stuff that they try to push on people. They cannot conceive of problems outside of that framing. And I think part of the problem is that stories, negative stories about gender identity sell, particularly on the right. There's appeal even in, like, mainstream, more centrist publications for it. Stories about cancel culture, of course, always sell. There was another article today that was some student ranting about campus cancel culture, which I'm glad we're not talking about because it would drive me crazy. But like, those stories sell in the media. So when people make their careers out of these stories and then something that they're unfamiliar with happens, of course, they're going to try to look at it through the framing of their experience. Like, that's a normal human reaction to like news and stuff. That doesn't mean we have to listen to them. Like, they should be smart enough to realize that they don't know everything and that their perspective is biased. They don't realize it because they don't engage in critical thinking about stuff like frame of reference. So they just spew their bullshit.
And spread misinformation.
And to further back that point, there's another article that I think I sent you over the weekend in the New York Times. Is a Thomas Friedman column in the Sunday Times.
Oh my God, can I read the title?
Yes.
The cancellation of Mother Russia is underway. What the fuck?
It's really ominous, but if you actually go through and read the story, it's like, not about cancellation. There's like one paragraph that talks about Russia being canceled, but the rest of it is like fairly normal geopolitical analysis, But the New York Times cannot help itself. Like, the New York Times opinion page cannot help itself. It knows the articles that have cancellation or cancel in the title will get clicked on. So they just pour it into them. And I actually feel a little bit bad for Friedman here. I think he's mostly a blubbering idiot. But his piece is way more in-depth than just Russia's being canceled. Like, his one paragraph about this is, Russia and Russians are now being canceled from every direction, from ballerinas to Socrates to companies to orchestras, and is being driven increasingly by super-empowered individuals and small groups. And when the canceled juggernaut gets going globally, it acts without mercy. And then he talks about how the Paralympic Games initially announced they would allow Russian and Belarusian athletes to take part in the competition, and then reversed themselves and barred them like the next day. So he talks a little bit about that, but it's literally one paragraph out of the whole piece. So, like, I actually don't think the headline is fair to him in that way. But I have seen again right wing pundits saying, oh, the censorious left is canceling Putin. Well, yeah! The motherfucker started a war on his neighbor where he wants to get territory. Like, of course. Like, if literally anything is worthy of cancellation, it's a hostile war of aggression, right? Maybe? Like, hello?
Yeah, you know, you should get canceled for starting a war. I don't understand that much about geopolitics, and, like, we need to kind of move in a way that, like, de-escalates conflict, right? And, like, doesn't, like, start a big war that becomes a nuclear war. Like, need to avoid that. That is that is a real real concern.
I think part of the way that you do that is what we're doing now with the sanctions, which fucking Tom Friedman said is cancellation.
I am not the person to make like a value judgment of the right thing to do. And I think that, you know, folks who are critical of sanctions are saying that, oh, it affects, like, everyday people. And that's so true, right? But, like, What action to intervene in the conflict is going to not impact everyday people? Like, that's what geopolitical conflict does. It impacts, right, like, people on the ground the most. It's not going to directly impact Putin.
Right. If you were a citizen of a country who went to war against a neighbor to almost universal international condemnation, would you rather your MasterCard stop working, or would you rather get a bomb dropped on you? So yes, it affects the people, but also, like, there are worse things. And I want to be clear, like, I am not arguing for military intervention in any way. Like, I think that should be avoided. I think there's a case for military intervention that can seem compelling on its surface. And I don't want to get into that on this show because it's way beyond our scope. It's not my area of expertise. So I just want to make very clear, but, like, clearly sanctions are called for in this case, at least in my opinion.
I don't have an opinion because I feel like I don't have enough of a kind of understanding of, like, larger scale conflict. And I know that about myself, so I'm not going to spread misinformation and say all these bad takes. Though, so yeah, this cancellation thing, even, like, the head of Russian foreign intelligence said, the masks are off. The West isn't simply trying to close off Russia behind a new Iron Curtain. This is about an attempt to ruin our government, to cancel it, as they say now in tolerant liberal fascist circles.
Liberal fascist circles.
What does that... What?
This is literally the head of Russian foreign intelligence after declaring a war saying so much for the tolerant left. What the fuck, bro? So we talk a lot about on this show about what is and isn't cancel culture. I think our conclusion here is war and the response to war is not cancel culture, right?
Yeah, when we talk about how, you know, having responses to violent conflict is cancel culture, it's actually really downplaying the actual harm that this is causing people, and that's fucked.
Yeah. I think that's actually a good point. we talked earlier in the show about Andrew Cuomo and how he feels that he was canceled. Well, now he faced the consequences of his actions. I think it's very similar to Putin, who decided to take his country to war to try to conquer a neighboring land. And now he's facing consequences for that. Right. So I think that it's not cancel culture. It's just literal cause and effect. You do something shitty, something bad is going to happen when people don't like it. Like, that's just the way the world works. It's not cancel culture. It's just reality.
Something like that. Something like that. I would like to live in another reality. This one, this one's as rough.
Please, multiverse, take me.
So, Caitlin, do you want to do some out of context cancellations?
Yes, please.
Okay, we are going to start out with the Wyoming Senate. I don't know why, but I know that it's red and they've got some bad politics out in Wyoming. Yeah. So I'm down.
Can I go ahead and tack on the Alabama state legislature to that?
Please.
Okay.
Please. And let's add Arizona and Texas and like we can go on and on. Yeah, canceled. Gone. We solved it. We solved all the crises, Caitlin. We just got rid of the Republican state legislatures. All of them.
I wish we had that power.
We also got a request to cancel tankies, and I'm here for that.
Yeah, I mean, no offense to tankies.
Oh, no offense to tankies. I mean, okay. For me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't had a run-in with tankies in a while, so I'm trying to keep it that way.
Yeah, I just like the fascist left are still fascists. And so, like, I don't, it's still bad. Mm-hmm. Like, just because I agree with more of your politics doesn't mean you're not a fascist.
Right.
I don't know.
Can I do the next one, please?
Yeah, go for it.
We are canceling. This is an in-context cancellation. We are canceling Greg Abbott and the state government of Texas.
Thank God. Finally. Finally. We're just getting rid of them. Yeah. No, I'm not doing well with all the Texas stuff.
No. I mean, I wrote about it a ton last week, and everything that I've learned about it is just completely horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah, I cannot imagine being in it like you were and just dealing with that, because not being in it and not doing kind of reporting on it was rough enough for me.
Yeah. You know what? Let's go one step further. We have another request from listeners on the Texas front. We're going to go ahead and cancel the entire 1845 annexation of Texas by the U.S. and the 1835 War of Independence from Mexico.
Which my understanding and my, you know, it's been a while since I've had a Texas history, which was propaganda from the state. But my understanding is that the War of Independence from Mexico was because Texans wanted to continue slavery. So that's pretty fucked. Yeah. So, yeah, fuck that.
Pretty fucked is one way to say it. Yes.
We also had a listener who I just really liked the message. So we're just
going to read it.
Okay. So we had a listener write in, can we cancel every person that quote tweets a political figure's very probably scheduled tweets about issues that are their platform issue and is like, ugh, read the room. We're all focused on Ukraine or whatever right now. This is so gross. Like, bro, I get the situation is horrifying and most of us agree to that, including the politician you're quote tweeting, but also we should be able to walk and cancel my student loans at the same time, you know? Which, like, yes.
Yeah.
Like we can both be like, this is an important thing. And also there are other important things.
Yeah. I mean, I felt this a little bit when our last episode released, because it was like the first or second day of the war starting. And I felt really weird about like promoting stuff during that time. And also the Texas stuff, which, you know, we have a lot of trans listeners. So, you know, everybody was focused on other things. And it was really weird coming in saying, hey, we have this podcast episode that has nothing to do with this stuff. So yeah, I mean, I totally get that. It's like, but we still have to put out a podcast.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that there are ways to make sure you're talking about things that aren't kind of disrespectful mm-hmm. to like the realities of the world right now. And also like some people schedule tweets.
Yeah. And I positioned our pod as like, hey, if you need a break from the world, here's like this really interesting conversation for an hour to like get your mind out of that place.
Yeah.
So if you want to submit your own out of context cancellations, you can do that by joining our Discord, and you get Discord access by becoming a supporter on our Patreon.
And your support will help us become a weekly show, which is our ultimate goal. And you can join and learn about other perks at www.patreon.com/cancelmedaddy. Today's show was made by me, Oliver Ash Klein, and my incredible co-host, Caitlin Burns.
Daniel Peterson made our theme song, and Eden MW designed our graphics.
Our show is made possible by the incredible cancelers supporting our work, especially the member of our Cancel Hall of Fame, with the great power to cancel all of their enemies, Meg.
We appreciate your support.
Happy canceling!